Warning. The following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Ahoy, hoy, Chili Dippers listeners. Yes, that's right. We're back again. And that's Dave Ralston doing the talking, not Luke Clark doing the intro.
Switching things up.
Well, Luke's a little bit flat. He's had a couple of tough days. He's had a few late nights. He's had a Christmas party. He's not feeling the best. So I thought I'd lighten the load for him.
Sporting a hangover.
And we have just walked off the golf course and he didn't have his best day. He's a little flat, but he'll get through. So I thought I'd help him out a little bit, do the intro. Today we're doing Black Bull.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Our home course.
This is the local course. So we're a bit surprised that it took us so long to do Black Bull because we play it all the time. We've mentioned it a few times in pods and all that sort of stuff. But we thought, well, why not go out, play it today, play it properly, and then come in and do the review.
And they absolutely turned the weather on for us today. It was absolute perfect conditions for golfing today.
It was, most people think perfect conditions would be sun out, but it wasn't. It was light cloud cover, but not a breath of wind. The temp was great. It was amazing. I reckon we teed off at about 2:30. Mm-hmm. When we finished at whatever, 5:30 or 6.
Yep, 6.
You couldn't tell any different. It just hadn't changed a bit, so that was perfect. So Black Bull, now I don't know how to start the reviews because you normally do. What do we do?
Well, you're on the show.
So. Okay, we'll start with the rank.
Yes.
Normally I ask you, so should you ask me?
What's a rank, Rolls?
It's ranked 57.
57.
And I reckon, part of that is because it's new.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course it is. Yep.
Conditions amazing and all that, but there's still a few holes to be, not so much the holes to be finished, but the surrounds finished.
Yeah, still, and that comes because
it's in the resort style thing and all that.
Yeah.
But for the condition, it's just perfect. It's carpet-like fairways. It's absolutely tip-top condition-wise. Yeah,
yeah. So the course itself plays better than it, and it's not being biased. It actually does play better than a 57 ranked course. Yep. And look, the new rankings will come out in a few weeks, and it'll be interesting to see where it. I know in the golf course guide, it actually dropped a fair few spots.
Oh yeah, but do we know what Golf Australia magazine have it at?
Well, that is 57, but the new rankings don't. That was a year ago, so the new rankings will come. Yeah, the rankings will come out in a few weeks, and we'll 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll find out what the new spot is.
And the other thing is, so we also normally ask the price. Now you don't pay because you're a member because you live and I get, what do I get?
Members,
paid $39.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I think the other lady has charged me more, but I think James was kind.
Yeah.
So for $39, that's an absolute bargain. I'll play there all day, every day for $39.
And you get a free cart.
That's what I was going to say. The day starts great because Clarkie just drives the cart straight out of his garage and there's no unpacking cars, no unpacking boots and whatever. Yeah. You just put them on the back of the cart, drive around to the course and away you go.
The Chili Dippermobile.
That's a huge bonus to any course, to have the cart there ready to go. So you had no cart fee too, which can be quite exorbitant sometimes.
Yep, and look, when we got down there, my brother and all his mates were sort of hanging around.
That's what I wanted to say. That was the first public recognition of us being Chili Dippers. We rock in the cart and four or five boys and they go, the Chili Dippers are here. That felt fantastic. We were signing autographs and everything. I nearly ran out of ink in my pen. It was great.
He might have been doing it to hang shit on us, but anyway.
I took it as absolute praise and celebrity. That was fantastic. So it was Ace, H, Fish and Dave O'Brien.
Yep. Look, and I made the first tee shot a little bit daunting when they're all sitting there watching, but,
bit nervy.
But didn't bother you by any means.
They yell at? Ah, this game's easy.
Yeah, golf is easy.
I said on the first tee, I was feeling really good. And maybe relative to how bad you were feeling. But even I had a small injury. I did what I never do, and I went and hit a bucket of balls yesterday, and in doing so, ripped the top of my finger apart.
hang on, he's got a little blister. What most people refer to it as, a small blister.
Oh, yeah.
And he rocks up.
The pain to size ratio is way out, though.
He rocks up with a Band-Aid and electrician's tape all around it so the Band-Aid doesn't come off.
Yes, and it was very successful, and I managed to play despite being in agony and having, only having use of nine fingers. Mm. But
And before we get to the first, the scores and the round itself, let's go back to the driving range at Black Bull, because it's one of the better driving ranges anywhere.
It's fantastic. It's great setup.
Big undercover, probably 10 hidden bays. They've got in one corner, there's a permanently set up bar.
They've got the 44-gallon wooden barrels there.
Yeah, all
there, which
they
is
have
a great
big
look.
Deck chairs everywhere. And they have private functions there, which it's really, really good.
When I was there the other day, they had the cabinets closed. Now, they look like dartboards, but are they TVs? Yeah, TVs. I thought they were a bit high for dartboards.
So they've got three TVs up there, and they're speakers all the way along. So if you're having something there, you can use your phone to play music there. One stage I went there, they had the golf on one channel, the football on the other channel, and the races on the third channel, and it was just a...
To prove we're not biased, though, they have got a fairly big floor there. Closing at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's got to be open later. The point of the driving range is after work, go hit a bucket of balls.
Yeah.
Closing at five isn't good enough.
No, I agree with that. Actually, one of the reasons for that might be, I was at the pro shop one day, and a guy actually walked in and said to one of the guys behind the bar, Phil, who's the golf bro's brother who works there, said, I've got a, do you guys buy secondhand golf balls? They'd have to be okay golf balls for us to buy them. What sort of balls are they? He said, no, they're in pretty good condition. Mm-hmm. He said, what do they look like? And he said, they're a white golf ball with two black stripes all the way around them. And he goes, they don't have practice written on them, do they? He said, yeah, they do.
So the range balls.
He goes, where'd you find these balls? And he points to the drive range. He goes, just up the back up there. I was walking around at night time. And Phil goes, they're our golf balls.
He picked up all the driving range balls and tried to sell them back to the
He says, A, it's theft.
Yeah.
And B, you're trying to sell them back to me.
My God.
So he reckons he had 200 of them.
Yeah, they're not hard to get. The range is covered in them.
Yes, yeah, so that might be why they shut early, so they don't have all the balls out in the range at night and people don't go and grab them and try to
sell
them.
There is one less ball on the range, though, isn't there, unfortunately?
This made me laugh today. We're on the driving range, there's water separating the driving range and the first hole.
Yeah.
So we've played our tee shots. We're walking down the first, and there's one practice ball that's come over the water and onto the fairway. So Rolls just takes out his what club did you have?
It was just a little wedge. Yeah, it was 9-iron or something.
And he went to hit the ball over the water back onto the practice fairway just to help out.
Has it been a nice guy?
Yep. And now the thing with these golf balls, right, is that they float. They're floating golf balls.
If they're in the water, they're fine.
Yep.
And if they're on the ground, they're on the grass, they're fine. Yep.
So Rolls tried to hit it back. There's only three possible outcomes. One is to short it and into the water, and again, they float.
Doesn't matter, that's all fine.
Second one is to clear the water onto the driving range with the rest of them.
Which I was trying to do, which is what a hit of 40 meters.
Yep.
Not overly hard.
The third outcome is to hit this wedge up in the air and just go thunk into this little bush. That was ungettable. Like the ball's there forever. Yep. Like the only spot in the entire world.
Which you couldn't hit if you aimed at it a million times.
He thought he was helping out and just lost one of their balls. It was just so
cool. That's why I don't do favours for people. It blows up in your face. That happens. But don't take that too harshly. Guys over there, you really look after us and we really like you.
Let's talk about the actual round.
I'm happy to talk about our round.
Let's talk about your round.
I'm happy to do that. As I said, I was feeling really good on the first. That normally leads to you having an 8 or 9 on the first. But
I nearly spewed.
Yeah. But you got off to you. Actually
yeah,
got
I started off,
to,
off all right.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing. You're feeling you. I think you put all your energy into the first four holes.
Yeah, the wheels
and
fell off.
You had 5-6, then 3-3. You had birdie, which was really good. But I started 4-4, 6-3. So I'd started very solid, very solid. So one of those fours was a birdie, and all that. So that was really good. But yeah, then I think fatigue that normally gets me at about 16, 17 got you at about 4.
Look, like Roel said, I'm back-to-back 3:30 a.m. bedtimes and then a Christmas party and a hangover. So I wasn't firing on all.
As opposed to me, I've been staying at mum's, getting three unbelievably good meals a day, vegetables that I never eat at home, a bed twice as good
as my
bed. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, not what, you know, yeah. Pancakes for breakfast.
12 hours sleep.
Beautiful roast veggies for dinner. Yeah, so I'm in as good a nick as I can be, and Clarkie was rat shit.
Pretty much. That is exactly right, yeah.
Basically, so we got around the front nine. Clarkie had 49, which isn't disgraceful, all things considered. And I had a 43, and that was with a 9, and you shouldn't say it, and it's bullshit. Geez, it would have been good without a 9, but you had the 9, so fucking wear it. but I was still happy with 43 and 49, and then I had a vanilla Coke at the half, which can only make me go better. I love a vanilla Coke and freshen up, and I was ready to attack the back 9, which I did too. I played just rock solid. I didn't do anything spectacular, did I? But, that was the one thing there.
Yes,
Clarkie said to me about a halfway, he goes, you seem to be hitting the driver a bit longer today. And
yeah,
even
you're
your
smashing them like 210, 220.
And I said, well, you know, I've got my own clubs. And he said, bullshit. He said, the clubs I borrow off you are better than your old clubs anyway. I had to own up. I've gone and bought illegal golf balls.
On the sly. Didn't tell me on tier.
And so I remember saying to the guy, I said, what makes them illegal? And he said, they're smaller than regular golf balls.
So made putting easier.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're smaller, they've got more dimples, and they fail the machine test. So, you know, every golf ball is tested by a machine that swings at a predetermined rate, and the balls are only allowed to go X distance off that thing. These go past X distance. I think the distance, they hit 300 metres or something. These things go well past it. So, yeah, I was using illegal golf balls today.
I didn't know about the size.
Yeah, no, they're a fraction smaller.
Really?
And the core is actually, yeah, so he's too responsive and they go further. So,
yeah, so Rolls will hit them like the distance of a regular golfer, like a regular person normally.
Well, occasionally got me in trouble. I actually reached a few bunkers I normally don't reach. But yeah, I could actually hit 7-iron instead of 4-iron today in a few holes, and that makes a world of difference.
Geez, I wonder, like, it wouldn't be hard to slip those balls in the comp.
Who's no, it got printed on the ball. Yeah,
I didn't see them.
Yeah, but yeah, it actually has printed on the ball non-conforming golf ball, and on the packet it says these are illegal, but yeah, you don't show anyone and you get away with it. So one of the things we wanted to do, well, let's just finish it off. I got around the back in 40. Which is as good as I can. 40's great. Yeah, I'll take anything near that.
I can't remember the back 9. I can't remember playing it.
You had a large number. Yeah. So I ended up with an 83, and I'll take 83 all day. Anything under 85.
Golf,
in between that 80-85 mark.
But
I actually tried pretty hard today. I was pretty fair. I'm normally fairly relaxed. I was pretty fair dinkum today. Yeah. I actually thought about me putts instead of just hitting them. I actually thought about things.
You seem to be making pars all day.
Yeah, I did. But one of the things we wanted to do, we'll start to mention, was the signature hole on the course. So Clarkie said to me, he goes, okay, don't tell me what your signature hole is, and I won't tell you, and when we get to it, we'll see what's going on. And strangely enough, we both had hole 17, which what was the course used to be set up, the front 9 was the back 9, we'd played what was the back 9 a lot more. So what was, that used to be holes 4, 1, 2, 3, 5.
5, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd played that side a lot and always like that. So yeah, I had 17 as the signature, and so did you.
Hole 4. Go back.
Hole 4.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. And I think the pro here, James McCullough, his father's actually was a really, really good golfer. Like, had a couple of course records on the European Tour and that sort of stuff.
Cool.
And in an interview, he actually called it one of the better golfing holes in the entire world. Look, he might be a little bit biased, maybe, and pumping up Black Bull, which is good on him. So he should be doing. But that is from a man who does know.
But
what he's
it is.
Talking
it's
about.
What makes it. It's one of the holes that's in the resort. So there's houses all the sides. So it's fully finished and surrounded. Water all up the left, which we both hit it in.
Yep, absolutely.
But the other thing, it's bunkered so you can't just do what we always do, is just walk up onto the tee, grab driver, and hit it up there, because it's bunkered so cleverly and well. And then the green's also well placed as well, up and to the right a bit and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it was straight. But I actually like the three holes there. 16, 17, 18 is my favourite little, because it's the other thing about Black Bull is that it's got the bull ring.
Yeah.
Which is sort of the three real difficult holes around the dam there all together sort of thing.
Yep.
And why they're good and all that sort of, those last three holes are mine, that really cool par 3, the 17th, which we both thought the signature, and then the par 5 going back towards the clubhouse. I really like that hole as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it more after today.
but I just reckon, 17's a cracky. Like I said, water all down the left-hand side. You got out of bounds and a grumpy bastard all the way down the right-hand side.
Yeah, do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, look, we can go there. Yeah. Look, a few weeks ago I was playing here in a competition. I was playing with one of my good friends, Eon Scott, and I big a massive slice off the tee, sailed over the trees, straight into someone's house, and I'd done the old lifted the shoulders, waited, heard the bang, ball on the tin roof.
In your defence, those houses would be hit regularly.
I hit them once.
Not just from you. They would be hit by a lot of golfers regularly.
I would nearly do it once a week, let alone. So anyway, I'm teed up the next one, and I lace the next one straight down the middle. Down we go. And then I hear someone say something from over the fence. And I didn't think he was talking to me. And my playing partner sort of looked at me and goes, I think this bloke's talking to you, Clarkie. And I said, sorry, mate, what'd you say? Oh, no, so I said to E, what did he say? And he goes, oh, he told you need some golf lessons.
Which can be tongue-in-cheek, but apparently it was fairly nasty.
And he was right up at his fence, like, two hands over. And so I turned around. I was in a pretty grumpy mood at this stage. And I sort of turned and I said, mate, what did you say? And he goes, mate, the fucking fairway's that way. And so I got a little bit, me back
so
up
what,
a little.
He didn't know he built on a golf course?
Apparently not.
He'd never been out his backyard and
so
looked at the
him
golf course?
I gave a little bit of a spray back and said, mate, I'm not aiming for your fucking roof. I'd much prefer to be on the fairway. And sort of,
I would have teed up a couple and belted him into his backyard. Straight in.
Yeah, no, he wasn't real happy at all.
Probably not a Chili Dippers listeners either, I'd imagine.
I hope he's listening.
But nah, that's all. Look, fair enough if he was living in Murphy Street.
Yeah, or I was being the dickhead and Tina had like deliberately hitting him in the wrong way down the fairway.
You're on the middle of a golf course along the fairway.
And I even, as it hit the roof, before I even tee the second ball up, I said to me playing, geez, I feel bad when I do that. Because I just picture the poor bloke or woman sitting there drinking a coffee, hot boiling cup of coffee, and they're about to take a sip and they either spill it all over themselves. But other than that, that is the signature hole of the Black Bull, and we both actually agreed on that, which is good.
What else I wanted to mention about Black Bull, remember the other day, 9 or so weeks ago when we were doing a few pods upstairs and we were watching them all hit we're saying the 14th there was unhittable. We said we watched 20 groups come through and unhittable, and we said we'll go out that afternoon and see if we can hit it, and we said, oh, not a hope in hell. And again, I've played this course 20 or 30 times. Only time I've ever hit that green. Remember that?
We both part it.
Yeah, drive straight up the middle. Not to dismiss your part, but I think you one putted it. But yeah, I hit it in reg. Yeah, I smashed a 6-iron from 145, and you hit it to 2. I birdied it. I hit it to 2 foot, and birdied it. So I just wanted to mention that because we mentioned it in about pod 3 or 4 that it was unhittable, and then we proved it wasn't. I missed it today, just though. So that's Black Bull.
Yeah.
And look, for a local course, magnificent. The guys in the clubhouse are magnificent. The course is always in just great nick. And it's only going to get better and better. If it's not ranked in the top 30 or 40 in the next two or three years, I'm a Dutchman.
For sure, yeah. Yep.
Black Bull, done. With talking about Black Bull, one of the cool things about it is the Black Bull. It's a cool logo and emblem. So we thought that can lead into today's top four. What are your top four sporting logos of all time?
Four.
All right, so Clarkie, what have you had a chance to think about this? What are your top four? And remember, we had a lot of interest in American sports and around the world. I assume you've gone far and wide for this?
Yep, absolutely have. It just happens a lot of mine are actually ice hockey logos. Strangely enough.
Oh, no, no, you haven't, because we haven't discussed this previously. Same, I've ice hockeyed up as well. They do them really well, don't they?
They do, yeah. Right. I couldn't decide. I had a few that I couldn't decide.
Can we do four lists of top four? I've got heaps. We're going to have to cut it. We'll see how we go. What's your top four?
Okay. I can't put these in order, so I'm just going to give you my top four.
Yeah, it's just your top four. That's cool.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
The Philly Flyers. So that's the P with a bit of the stuff coming off the back. That's a cool logo. Yep. I didn't have that one.
Boston Bruins, which I don't think you'll have. I just like that, the B.
The B in the black and the yellow. I actually went to the Hockey Hall of Fame and put on Bobby Orr's Boston Bruins jersey.
Oh, nice. The Happy Gilmore jersey that he wears most of the... Detroit Red Wings.
Which I reckon will be on your list. What was my red hat for years and years? The Detroit Red Wings hat. But on that, I had a beautiful new dark green tailor-made hat today. My tailor-made PS1 M1 hat. And it was very comfortable and I enjoyed it greatly.
Glad to hear that. And then on a sweep... Swing back into a sport I know a bit more about. I'm going to go with the New York Knicks. The Knicks.
And then the arrow.
Yeah, the basketball on top.
All right.
Looking at a couple of honorable...
Just give us who didn't quite make the cut.
So they're on the list. Honorable mentions to the University of Miami, their basketball.
I think I know that. It's the orange and brown, is it? Orange and brown, that's a strange combination.
Green, white and orange.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Edmonton Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers, yeah. I don't know their logo.
You would if you've seen it.
Yeah, okay.
Atlanta Falcons.
The Pac-Man?
No.
Oh, that's Atlanta.
NFL.
That's
NFL.
The Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got the Falcons and the Hawks. Gee, yeah. They're close.
Yep. And
what's the Falcons? That's the football.
Oh, it's hard to explain. It's a Falcon going black, red, and white. And the New Orleans Saints, which is just like the
The fleur-de-lis. It's called?
Yeah, okay.
Didn't you know? That's what it is, yeah. Now everyone will know that. That's the fleur-de-lis. Yeah.
Yep, so that's all out of my list. Look, we could have gone on forever.
Yeah, that's a great list. That's a great list. Well, all right, I'll give you 4-2 again in no particular order. The San Diego Padres.
Padres?
Do you know theirs?
Yes.
It's the Fat Friar. It's an old fat church man swinging a bat in an old thing. I reckon that's pretty cool. It was actually a tribute to the Spanish monastery that settled the area in 1869.
Done some research.
Yep. Another one. I don't even know if this team exists anymore, but you can still sell their jerseys on it. The Quebec Nordiques ice hockey team. Do you know their logo?
No.
It's actually, now, I always thought it was an elephant with a hockey stick for a trunk and then a little... puck next to it.
But it's not.
No. No, it's an igloo. It's an igloo with a hockey stick leaning against it and a puck. You've told me not to tell you that you'll put photos up on Instagram, yeah. But we should get a photo of that up on Instagram so people can see how elephant igloo it looks.
Well, you'd want to learn how to use Photoshop.
No. You'll figure that out. I had the Detroit Red Wings that you had. Look, the old classic New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Just the NY and the whole thing on the blue cap. It's a cool. Yeah. Yeah.
It was hard to separate like iconic logos and good logos. Yeah, like the Dallas Cowboys star just looks good on everything, but it's just a star. Like
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yep. All right. So, and the other one I had is a new one and relative to what we do because we get there a fair bit, the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Have you seen theirs? It's a Knights helmet. Where the eyes and the face bit is a V for Vegas.
Ah, yes.
So it's generally do it in a black and gold, and it looks really cool. So, the Las Vegas. And again, one baseball and then the rest ice hockey.
Yeah.
One of my close miss was the St. Louis Blues hockey again. And their logo is very good.
I want to just throw in there for a second. I don't like the colours of this team.
Yeah.
But just to bring it back into our country for a little bit, the Hawthorn Hawks logo is actually pretty good, the current one they're using. I don't like the brown and gold particularly, but the Hawk, it's a really great design.
Yeah, well,
how bad is it with the AFL teams, the team names when you say them in full just don't sound right?
No, I hate that.
Hawthorn Hawks.
You used to just say North Melbourne, Hawthorn, Geelong, but then when the new teams come in, they started calling them the West Coast Eagles, the Brisbane Bears.
Interstate ones sound okay.
Yeah.
City Swans, Brisbane, they all flow.
But they should have just registered as the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
As West Coast Football Club. It's forced, it's no good. Because, like, the other ones developed naturally because Hawthorn used to be the Mustard Pots and the Maybloom's, and then someone realised they were shithouse and they become the Hawks. North Melbourne were the Shinboners because they had the Shinboning factory near there and all that.
But how bad does Essendon Bombers sound? That just doesn't flow
out. They're just the Essendon Football Club.
Yeah. Or the Bombers.
The Bombers. That's how it should be.
Same with Collingwood Magpies. Like Maggie's Pies, all that sounds cool, but Collingwood Magpies, that's kind of wrong.
You're spot on. Sorry for drifting into football the boys Cutty Your Jib. We know that's your area, but I remember you answering a golf question the other day, Roscoe, so just watch what you're doing there, mate.
We're coming for you. I think I will get these logos up on our Instagram page just so when people it is easier to visualise talking about logos when you can't see them, it sort of is hard for them.
We'd love some feedback on it too, a voting thing or something, or just let us know which ones you love. Because if I had to go for one. My absolute best one is the Quebec Nordiques. It's the coolest name and the best logo.
Oh,
come on, just one.
Flyers, Philly Flyers.
All right. Vote between those two for us and let us know what's happening there. But thank you to Johnny and Jody Wallers down there at Wallers Jewelry for sponsoring the top four. For all your jewelry needs, head down to Wallers Jewelry. And Johnny, I think those TW steel watches, I think I got my eye on one of them. They're not too big for my feminine wrists, are they? So if you can find me one of them, thanks very much. All right, because I'm running the show today, we won't have any viewer questions or listener questions,
Your favourite segment.
I know, but But you organise it. So, yeah, I haven't got access to the emails and the questions that we get, so we won't be doing that. But we'll be doing a new segment. We'll try and do the segment every second or third show or every now and again. And look, it's an old favourite. It's Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
What do you think about that, Luke? Will
happy
that be okay?
Yep, happy to go.
All right, so I'll read you the question. You tell me which one would you rather. Yep. I'll put in. And some of them I've actually got the answers to, like we've surveyed 100 people, Family Feud style.
Right, right.
And we've actually
right.
got what the general public would rather.
All right, so let's go.
Where's the run? Would you rather have no internet ever again?
Oh, dear.
Or never be allowed to travel on a plane, boat, or train ever again?
Oh, God.
Is that a tough one to start with?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, there we
go.
So
I can't leave the country. I can't.
No, unless you swim.
Can I take a car? Was that on the list?
Yeah, you can drive.
Can drive.
You can drive. But the plane and the boat are the big ones to leave the country, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going Queensland or Perth or anything like that, she's a big drive. Now, remember, no internet.
We survived without internet.
I'm old enough to remember before the internet. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did we? Did we not know anything before? Did we yet?
But it's now that we've had it and it's been taken away. Tough. The power went off in 2 hours of the night. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, the power
went
goes off.
Went to get a drink of water out of my fridge. You got all those dispensers and nothing come out and I flipped.
Oh, no, it's funny. How useless are we that the power goes off for 6 minutes and we're back to the Stone Age and we're a disgrace?
But my phone still worked. I had the internet, so I was okay.
All right. No internet or no plane, boat,
well,
or train.
The thing is,
and train. If you lived in Melbourne and public transport was a factor and all that, too, know that it is to you.
The thing is, I know people will be screaming saying, "Oh, you can live without internet," but you're on internet all day, every day. We don't get on planes and that very often.
No,
but when we do, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm taking internet. I didn't think I would.
You're keeping the internet. You're never getting on a plane, boat, or train ever again.
I'd happily never get on a boat again.
Yeah, yep. So you're never
upset.
So you're basically never going to Tasmania or overseas ever again.
I'm Australia bound.
You can live with that.
I can live with that.
And if you ever go on to,
it'll be no good.
Yep, but that's your choice.
People get upset with when people answer "Would you rather"s, people, and you say "I'd rather not travel ever again." People think that you actually like that. There's no easy answer here.
Oh, exactly. Just, yeah. So that's the point of it. One has to be painful.
So, yeah. Right? No,
and look, You've had this for. Yeah, no, a couple of nights. I agree. I would keep the internet and not be. I love to drive. I'm a driver, so going to Perth and Brisbane wouldn't bother me. I can still drive. I love drive. Overseas would be bad, but now
Look, I don't know.
I don't use the internet nearly as much as you. But I'm all right. And now public, 77% said they would not have planes and only 23% no internet. So we're on the 23% of people said no internet. No, 23% said keep the internet. 23% said keep the internet, and 77% said the other one.
Right,
All right. Oh, now this, now we can.
Are any of these golf related?
No.
Okay.
No, I can. Oh, no, there is. Yeah, no, there's a golf related one down the list.
Make sure you get that in there.
All right, we'll get that one. This one, this could be, I don't. Would you prefer to find true love or win $5 million?
You made this question.
No, I didn't. No, this has got genuine answers from the internet. It said win the lotto, but I changed it to a set amount because win the lotto, it could be $100,000, it could be $400 million. And if it's $400 million, true love can get stuffed.
$5 million.
I can buy true love for $500 million. So is $5 million the right amount to make that the right question, or should it be $10 million?
Let's stick with five. All
right, stick with five.
I'm taking the money.
Yeah, look,
I just think you could still buy some love with $5 million.
I'm an old romantic, as you know. I'm one of the great lovers of our time, a true romantic and believe in love like nobody else. But I was going to say in the middle of a drunk spell. If it's the middle, geez, it's going to go a lot longer. I'd take the
middle of a what?
Dry spell.
If it's in the middle.
I hope it's not the middle. I hope I'm right at the very end.
Do you know how many days? Can we talk? Can we talk?
Oh, I can't count. I can't count that high in days. It's got past days. I'll take the money too because I think the money's going to help.
So with the note, so we're ruling true love out, but we can. No, I think we can find someone and still marry them.
Still
is that's
find
fine.
Pretty good love down the track.
Just fake love.
Yeah, you can find good. Yeah, yeah. So the now 64% of the people wanted to find true love, and only 36 took the money.
They haven't thought about it. The other thing too is that, like, you might get upset,
they might have been asked with their partner in the room too.
And when I'm driving down the highway in the convertible, the wind in my eyes will dry my tears.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty hard to be upset on a jet ski, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'll skip that one. Oh, no, that one. Oh, gee. Now, this is something that we feel fairly strongly on too as well. We've had discussed something similar to it. Would you prefer to know how you die or when you die?
When.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy.
Yeah, people who answer, I don't want to know when I die, haven't thought this through.
Yeah, often the question is, would you prefer to know when you will die or just not know?
Yeah.
And people say not know when they're wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong.
They're just
100%
wrong. 100% wrong. And how you die doesn't matter too if you know when. It's when, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Yeah. Yeah,
and people say, oh, but what if you're going to die tomorrow? Well, then you'd know when you could do things today you wouldn't have to go to.
Yeah, imagine going to work for that day.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine,
don't get to say goodbye. Don't get to sort stuff out.
Yeah, what if it was in a month's time? Well, you could
quit me job and I'll sell me house and I'll
live like a king for a month. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. And what if it's when you're 95? Fantastic. I've got nothing on. Yeah, no. Now you'll be stunned at this. 42% want to know how and only 58% when. So 42% of people are idiots.
Yeah.
All right. So this will be the last one.
Good.
This is the golf related one. Would you like to only play golf ever again and no other sports at all, or play every other sport ever again and no golf ever again?
Taking golf.
What if you were 20 years old, not 40? And I'm the same. I'm a million.
So I'm not far off playing golf and nothing else.
Exactly.
Ever again.
The same. I'm 45. I only ever play golf. I can't play footy or cricket. I'm bright.
The only reason I still play basketball is so I don't blow out.
Yeah, well, I've done the blowout. So, yeah, all right. So let's say you're 20. Is 20 the right age to ask the question? All right.
Yeah,
so you're 20 years old. You can only play golf for the rest of your life or all sports and no golf. Now, remember, you probably get into lawn bowls as well.
Yeah, it's different because I'm into golf now, where back then I hadn't...
Yeah, but knowing what you know now, but, and you're going back to 20, though.
That does make it tougher. I'd be pretty good at golf by now if I started at 20.
I'm not sure that's true.
20 years.
Yeah, maybe. So
I'd
what
be better at golf.
Yeah, right, I'll go with that.
I think I'm going to... No, because it's only really basketball I'm giving up. Because it's
so I played a lot of footy and cricket. But look, long term golf wins because of the long termness of it.
Yeah,
because 20 to 30 is footy and cricket, but then by 30 you fit.
You play golf till you fall over.
Which I nearly did today on 18. When I hit the, how'd that go there? Would you rather segment? That a winner?
Yeah, and look, and that's a good one for any of our listeners to, if they have a would you rather conundrum they want to send in to us, feel free and we'll have a crack at it on the show. Or if it was no good, let us know and we won't.
No worries. Thank you. I think that may be it. The Black Ball Pod done and dusted. We roll that out nice and quick and tight.
Nice and quick and tight. I might have to record that and make that a drop and use that in future.
Did I not get that right? Did I?
No, it was good. It was good.
Good. So remember to follow us on Instagram. Send in your questions to thechilidippers@gmail.com. And don't be scared to text us if you know us personally, and we'll answer all your questions whenever you like. Anything to finish there for us there, Clarky?
No, I was just waiting for you to wrap it up so I could say let's go get some pizza.
Just one more thing. How about the cut of your jib, boys? What about what Fixer was saying about the cricket last week? That's outrageous. I hope you enjoyed that. Remember to give them a listen, and we'll be back next Wednesday. All right,
cheers.
I'm driving down the highway, headed to the range. Gonna knock them out strong, but I feel the no pain. Got an old brown bag, big sticky on the back, but the grass don't grow, gonna take a few hacks. There's a place for you if you're just like me. I'm Chuck Rich, yelling at the TV. You have another cool one, but it won't hurt. Got myself a big stick swinging in the dirt.
catch a couple lessons a day. We're working on the swing and talking trash. Take another good hit, try to make it last. There's a place for you if you're just like me. I'm trying.